Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, hallelujah. But hey, brothers and sisters, we difficult this year, so just hold on for a second, and we're going to try something else, and if that won't work, we'll be listening right here. Praise God. This is the eve of Christmas. It's, we're going to try this one more time.
Ain't nobody do me like you, Lord. Ain't nobody do me like you, Lord.
morning, man.
Nobody do you like the Lord, do you? Hallelujah. I got that thing. I got it because that's what I confess. The Bible says, whatever I say and not doubt, but believe what I say shall come to pass, I will have whatsoever I say. That's what I believe. That's my confession. That's what I'm holding on to. So I know a lot of times people think things only work in the natural. Sometimes people think things only work mathematically. Sometimes people think things only work through experience. But I got that thing. Because I know if I see it and not doubt it, but believe it, that spiritual world takes over the natural world. And therefore, I got that thing. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have you all to be part of this. They're calling it Christmas Eve. It's the 24th day of December. I'm happy that they take a day out of the year. And actually, the whole world has to acknowledge that the Savior has been born. They have to acknowledge it. If nothing else, you don't have to celebrate Christmas. You don't have to do none of that stuff. But I just thank God today that through history, they put a day out to say, we had a Savior. We have a Savior. He was born. And the reason for the season is Jesus. Hallelujah. Flash Pastor Bill, she'll come on, give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into our lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. Amen. We got it. You know, and I like it, the words of that song say, can't nobody do it like King Jesus. Nobody.
Nobody do it like the Lord.
It's no. Amen. Amen. So I just thank God for the song. Amen. And the words to that song. The scripture I want to share is coming from, and thank you, Pastor, for that song. The scripture is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we thanking you, Father. Lord, we just thanking you for another day that we can say Merry Christmas. And Lord, we just thanking each and every one that is on this broadcast today, Father God, that we are professing what the Word says that we are, Father God. Because your word tells us, Father God, that we have received the Spirit of God into our lives, that we may know the things given to us by God. And Lord, we just give you praise today because your word tells us and reassures us that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. And, Lord, we just want to give you thanks today. And, Lord, we just ask that you will bless the listeners and those that participate, Father God. And we ask that you will continue to bless our pastor as well, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you will keep each and every one of us, Father God, as we draw closer to you and as we learn more of your word, that we will share this word with others. And, Father God, we ask that when we pray one for another, that your prayer will help us to love one another as you love us, Father God. And be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God, those that are going through, and those that are troubled in their mind or, you know, whatever it is they're facing, Father God. Let them know your words. Say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and we can put our trust in you no matter what it is we may be facing. So, Father God, we're praying for Sister Nene. We're praying for Sister Jan and family. We're praying for Sister Tressie. We're praying and for her family as well. We're praying for Sister Tony, who is in the hospital, and she's fighting COVID-19. We're praying for Denise, and she is home from the hospital, but we're going to keep her lifted up in prayer. And we're praying for Sister T and her newborn. Ask the Lord that you keep your loving arms around them as well. We're praying for Pastor George and his family as well, Father God. So, Lord, all others, even those on the broadcast, even those who haven't asked us to call their names out, you know what they're going through. You know what they're facing. We know this time of the year it'd be hard for some people, but, Father God, help them to reach out to you, Father God. Help them to seek you, Father God, and draw closer to you. And, Lord, we just pray for our pastor. Continue to keep him lifted up in prayer and continue to use him mightily as he teaches this word, Father God. And then help us to receive that word, Father God. Let it not go over our heads, but let us go in our hearts, Father God. And, Lord, we just thanking you for Evangelist Renee, Evangelist Sharon, I hate to start calling names out, but all those that are listening, Pastor Marilyn and Minister Robinson, Lord, we just ask that you keep all the listeners, all of them, wherever they are. Doesn't matter where they are. You can reach them where they are, Father God. And, Lord, we just thanking you for this opportunity once again. Bless each and every one. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful heartfelt prayer. I want to say one thing before we get into the lesson. Brothers and sisters, you know, we're talking about fighting the good fight of faith. This is a fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. And when you start believing that word, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith and the word of God. So whatever you're standing on, you're going to have to fight. This morning, young lady said to me, oh, that's a nice sweater. That look Christmas, whatever. So I said, yeah. She says, oh, I don't believe in Christmas. I said, wait a minute. What part you don't believe in? Because, I mean, I don't believe in all this commercializing. But wait a minute. Do you know this is joy? When I think about Christmas, I think about joy. I ain't trying to celebrate man stuff.
Right.
I just know that if Christ had distance, here's what I told her. I said, this signified that there was a Christ who came here. There was a man they called Jesus that actually walked the earth. And you don't believe that? They made a national holiday after this man. And you're not going to, I'm not telling you to worship today. I'm not telling you to do all that stuff. But acknowledge, like they did, that there was a man that came here and his name Jesus. Man, if that don't kind of just twist your face, there's something wrong with you. If that don't give you some confidence, if that don't give you no encouragement, there's something wrong with you.
All right.
Everybody over the whole world, I was trying to make some calls today. Everybody closed up. They done closed up everything. And if they ain't closed, they're going to be closed for 6 o'clock today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, why are they doing that? because of a man they call Jesus.
Yeah.
He really walked the earth.
Yeah.
He really did.
Amen.
All these other people you hear about, confusion, I'm going to name, they ain't named no day after them for the whole world to celebrate. So, brother and sister, let me share this with you before we get into the lesson. You uphold the name of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of it. Because it's
out
of it. Don't be ashamed of Christ. And don't be ashamed of the fact that they actually name a day. They gave him, I don't know, the 25th. I wouldn't give a good half if it was April. That's not the point here. The point is they acknowledge that he was born.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand. Let's go with the acknowledgement. We don't go with anything else. But hey, that was Jesus. So you tell your friends and all the rest, they ain't got no holiday name after you.
All right.
If they think you know, a lot of people are high-minded, think that, you know, they got it and they know it and this and the third and they ain't worshiping. I ain't worshiping no day either. But I acknowledge that Jesus came here. He was born. I don't care if it was on the Wednesday, Friday, or what time of the month. That no, he was here. He was born, man. That's the point.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Hallelujah.
And that's a fight. You got to fight. That's where your faith is in the Word of God, because God gave His only begotten Son. So how you gonna not fight for that? How you gonna not fight the good fight of faith and tell people He died, but guess what? He got up. Nobody else can make that declaration. Y'all decreed and declared that He's here. You know He's here. No question. If that was a Jesus. No question. Everybody acknowledged that. And you want to tell me, you want to say, well, I'm not celebrating. Because I'm not celebrating it either. I'm acknowledging that there was a Christ.
Yeah.
I ain't putting up no trees. I ain't going to the light stuff. No, but I acknowledge, and I want the whole world to know that Jesus came here on planet Earth. And He died.
Mm-hmm.
Got up. Got up.
Mm-hmm.
Life couldn't hold Him. Death was the same. He got the victory. Why did He do that? For us.
Hallelujah.
So I know it's real, okay? Yesterday we left off, Pastor, at I think it was in Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we left off in Hebrews, and we probably won't go to the exact spot, but here's what we're going to go to. So we were talking about the blood, how much better His blood, how much greater the priesthood. We're talking about the priesthood of Christ, brothers and sisters. It became a royal priesthood. Remember what 1 Peter, we'll just go there to make sure everybody on the same page here. 1 Peter 2 and 9, I think we did 10 too. So 1 Peter 2 and 9. Y'all bear with me here. I went a little late here getting back up in here. 1 Peter 2 and 9. I think we did 10 and 2. I just want everybody to be on the same page with us. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Okay, it reads like this. I did say 1 Peter. There was something in 2 Peter. Okay, 1 Peter. It says this. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him whom have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past you were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Then we went to 4:11. Okay.
Amen, amen. Send the message, Bible. But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Amen.
So the scripture says, where I choose, thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. There's a call on your life. There's a call on your life. There's a call on my life. Listen, brothers and sisters, the call that's on our lives and not what religious people teaching. The call on our lives is to hold fast to the confession, which is the word of God. That's what you ought to be holding fast to. Why? Because this is about your eternal life. Man, forget this earth here. Forget this world here. This don't mean anything. If you put all your eggs in this basket, they all gonna be cracked. If you're trying to get stabilized here in this earth, don't put your eggs in this basket, brothers and sisters. This is about our eternal life. Excuse me. This is about our eternal life. So Paul said to us that we have I think it was in Hebrews 4. He said that we have for us to hold on to our, I think it was 14, verse 14. Hebrews 4 and 14. I think that's what we left off at. Because we're that chosen people. We're suggested to ask and we're being suggested to hold on to our profession. And the reason for that is because we have, seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. Now that we know what we have, Jesus, this high priest, with ready access to God, let not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. Amen.
Amen. So let's look at Hebrews 2 and 17. And the reason for this is because Paul mentioned Christ as our high priest in 2 chapter 17 verse, but not like he mentioned it now. He's mentioning now as a great high priest, not any kind of priest, but a great. And I could tell you he was a little reluctant by mentioning the great high priest because they had a high priest alive at the time. So when you write about another high priest and a high priest alive, no reason they dropped to put him in a basket. No reason they whipped him with about 39 stripes. He was against the system, brothers and sisters. Here you got a president, and you talking about another president, see? Here you got a sitting high priest, but they were not like Christ. They could not do the things that Christ had did or was doing. But over in Hebrews 2, let me make sure, and I said the 17th verse, it reads like this here. It says, wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made likened unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sin of the people.
Amen, amen. This Bible, that's why when he had to enter into every detail of human life, then when he came before God as high priest to get rid of the people's sin, he would have already experienced it all himself, all the pain, all the testing. Amen.
So now, you see, he had already mentioned him, but now, in that fourth chapter, and you could start with the 13th verse, where he says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Same thing. That's explaining that same thing. That we have a great high priest. And brothers and sisters, don't get me to talking about how great he is. Because see, no one else could take the blood, their own blood. The priests of old, they had to take the blood of a calf or a bull or an ox. They had to take the ashes of a heifer. But Jesus took his own blood and made an atonement. I wish I had gotten to teach this. Made an atonement. There was no ordinary atonement, brothers and sisters. He redeemed man with his own blood. So when you go to the Leviticus 17 and 11, it says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. So animal blood, only thing that could do for us is cover our sins. It couldn't be remitted. Sins could not be redeemed. That blood of oxen, that couldn't redeem us. That just covered us. It made an atonement. It symbolized until God got Christ here.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
The act of taking an order to redeem. In other words, what Christ's blood did was brought recompense. What Christ's blood did was brought restoration.
Mm-hmm.
When Christ brought his blood and set it at the Father's feet, he was satisfied. And he told him, said, now sit here on my right till I made your enemy become your footstool. See, what Christ did, blood did, it whitewashed everything that was there. His blood whitewashed it, made it white as snow. He redeemed us. He restored us. Eternal salvation came. Because other than Christ's blood, we could never have eternal salvation.
Amen.
You couldn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. You there, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
Something going on here. Either way, maybe I just need to continue to share what I'm saying. Eternal salvation came through the redemption by the blood of Christ. It came. And with that being said, he was able to repay any debt that was owed with his blood. Anything that was old, he was able to pay for through his blood.
Yes. Amen, amen.
Okay, I get it.
Something happened.
Jumped out, but I hooked up another way.
Yeah, feedback, Pastor.
Okay.
That's
you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I hear you.
Okay, all right. Did y'all lose me a moment ago?
We could hear you. Well, I could hear you. So I'm sure everyone could hear you.
Okay. Well, we read Hebrews 4 and 13 and 14. Did you get a chance to read that one?
No, Pastor, I did not, but I will.
Okay, read that, please.
Okay. From the Message Bible, laying us open to listen and obey, nothing and no one is impervious of God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what. Now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest, with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to make this real clear, because over there in Hebrews 3 and 1, it says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Not any kind of calling. Remember what we was called to? Our profession. To hold to our profession. That's what we were called to. Everybody hadn't answered this call. But the Bible called us holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
Amen. In the Message Bible, so my dear Christian friends, companions, in following this call to the heights, take a good hard look at Jesus. He's the centerpiece of everything we believe, faithful in everything God gave him to do. Amen.
Yeah, see, he is our, right now, you got to get this, right now. Please hear this, right now, he is our high priest. He is our high priest, and everything we need from a high priest, Jesus does that. He have a ready ministry. He's the mediator between the new and the old. He's the mediator of the new covenant. Because the only true sacrifice we could have, it would take me for the rest of the day to explain this great sacrifice that he made. But in that, we get mercy. We get remission of sin. We get good things to come, which is now. We get eternal redemption. Now, some people just have local redemption. Some people just have a now redemption. Brothers, you need eternal redemption. That's what we should be preaching about, our eternal inheritance, not just the inheritance here, because all this is going to fade away.
Yeah.
But we're going to have eternal representation through Christ's blood. It's through Christ. Because the victory over man's enemy, that's what we have in this great high priest. Not only did he make a sacrifice, not only purification came to such a way until even our conscience. Now, everybody can't get to this, but I'm going to tell y'all. Everybody can't, don't understand. Our conscience. When you can get your conscience clear, the Jews had every year they was reminded, hey, go up there and ask for forgiveness. Go up there and take the blood. Go up there and take your sacrifice. Go up there and get yourself redeemed. Brother and sister, once you're in Christ, all of that stuff ceases. Aren't you glad you ain't got to go find one and kill it?
Yes, yeah. Amen.
We want to put a little aside here. Anybody may have something to say, press 1. And I don't know why my speaker stopped working on the other thing, but press 1, and we'll let you all in. Just press 1. If anybody have anything to you like to say. But you got to understand that Christ was so much better than all the other priests. He's the only one that passed into the heavens. Man, I can give you a list stood. And he became like us so he could identify with us. He took our suffering so we don't have to suffer. See? But this is spiritual. This is not flesh, brothers and sisters. He's better than a Joshua. He's better than a Moses. I better quit right there, because if I don't, I'll start telling some of the history. So you all really, and y'all probably already know. I'm not saying anything you don't know. But I'm just saying, it gets me excited when I understand the power that's in the blood. Anyone else share on our fight? Well, we got to fight for this. This is what we're fighting for. This is a real fight. And you're fighting faith. And you're fighting faith with faith, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. See, iron sharpens iron. So your faith is sharpened by your faith. So you take the word of God and continue to sharpen your faith. Whatever the enemy say you can't, you bring in that word, and he'll understand that word. If he don't understand anything else, he gonna understand that word. When I tell you I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings, I slap Ephesians 1:3 on him. See, anytime I tell you I'm a labor together with God, because I was telling somebody I'm a labor with God. Oh, God don't need you. Well, see that people like that. They're ignorant. They don't know what the scriptures say. And their finite mindset, they don't understand scripture. They don't understand that that's what the word of God say. When I tell you the Bible says that we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, I take them to Revelation 12:11. I ain't praying.
Amen.
Yeah. Anyone else have anything they would like to share with us before? Just press one, whatever, and we'll back over here. I know the screen's on. Thank you, please. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Pastor. I like to read those scriptures from the New Living Translation, Hebrews 4:13-14. It says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. Amen. And that's the word of God. So let us hold firmly on that belief.
See, when you believe something, you act on it. You know, when you believe it. And there's a bit different, brother and sister, because I was talking to Evangelist Sharon. She gave me a number to call. And I believed it, so I act on it. See, when you believe something, you do it. You don't believe it, you don't act on it. But when you believe it, you act on it. And so that's what the scripture says. We have this great high priest with to hold fast our profession. Simply meaning that you're going to act on it. You're going to act on the word of God. Just like you act on other stuff, act on the word of God the same way. If somebody calls you, you know, they call Pastor Marilyn about her daughter. Immediately, her mother, immediately she went to acting on that thing. She went to making calls, and I think her mother in California, she over in, somewhere, I think it's in Carolina. But anyway, so she went to making all these calls. See, if she didn't believe it, she wouldn't have made those calls.
Amen.
I was talking to Pastor the other week. Pastor said, Pastor, I got a call. I had to go do something. If she didn't believe that, she wouldn't have made the call. I'm just trying to tell you something, sister. When you believe a thing, you act on it. That's why I know everybody don't believe the word of God. Because he says, have a good confession. And they want to confess flesh instead of confessing spirit. See? If you believe it, you confess it. That's what Jesus told them over there in Mark 11:23. But if anyone else, I appreciate it, and wishing everybody a prosperous day and tomorrow more especially. Take a moment and thank God for such an awesome chance to just reverence God and what he's done for us by giving us Christ. I think if there ever was a day to be thankful, tomorrow would be a good one.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, we'll see.